Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. This year, this month, is sponsored by Janine and Cal Nathan in honor of their grandchildren, Eliza Rachel, born to the children Brian and Nicole, and Rafaela Simchel, born to the children Matthew and Lizzie. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for more sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Alocha Dalet. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Eina Egel Yoitze B'Gimoin. The Egel cannot go out, the calf cannot go out with a Gimoin. What is a Gimoin? So the Gemara brings you three explanations. Revuno Amar Bar Nero. It refers to a small yoke that you put on a calf's head in order to make sure that his head will go down and not stick up. Rav Chisda Amar Pinkoso. Some kind of a cloth that you put around the mouth of the calf that should not drink the milk. Abba Bar Avuna Amar Shartua. Shartua is also a way to stop the calf from drinking milk by putting some kind of a spit in his mouth. So now the Gemara says this really depends on how you call this item. Is Tani Tani Gimoin? Some call the word, they use the word Gimoin to describe this. And he's Tani Tani Gimoil with a lamed in the hint. Mando Amar Gimoin, one is using the word Gimoin because he's referring to the first explanation, that you're bending the calf's head. Because Gimoin refers to to the pasuk that says that the Agmoin, he bends his head. Referring to Shmuel, that his mother brought him up when she stopped nursing him. So the Lashon of Gemila is when they stopped drinking milk. Mando Amar Gimoin Misayah, he is going to help according to the Reb Chaim's Gir Soler Avuno. He goes with Avuno's explanation. Mando Amar Gimoin Misayah LeAbo Bar Avuno Uli Reb Chisdo. So just as we mentioned, these two Gir Soris are to come and explain these two main explanations. What is this item that you put on the calf? Says the Mavalei Paro Beor HaKoypad. The cow cannot go out with the skin of a koypet. What is the skin of a koypet? It's a type of worm that you put the skin. The skin is a little sharp, has sharp edges, and then the child of the cow does not nurse from the cow. The cow of Lozban Azayah went out with a ribbon around its horns, not as Chachamim agreed. The Chachamim did not agree to that. Similar, Rabbo and Shmuel Trehoin Amim. They both explained. Even if he's using this ribbon, it's a little thicker ribbon that you could come and pull the cow with it, it's still also because it's considered to be Netiruso Yesereso. Too much guarding. You don't need it. And if it's a load, it's a Mosek. If there's a hole in the horn and he puts the ritzua into the horn, then it's fine. So what does Rabbo hold? Rabbo holds, the problem is not because of mustard, because it's too heavy, because it's not something you're supposed to have, but because it may fall and come pick it up. So therefore, if there's a hole in the horn, there's no chashash it's going to fall, and therefore you can put it on her. So they asked for Rabboi. Didn't we learn that the only one that you can pull with making a hole inside is the anoka? Anoka is the female camel, it's a wild animal that needs a special shmira. You make that hole into her nose and hold on to her. We didn't say that regarding a cow. I mean, this shmira is only necessary for some wild animals, not for a regular animal. Continues the Gemara and says, "Ozir b'shemuel shor sheisuko yira yoitze befrum vio shaloi." An ox who doesn't act right, meaning that he's dangerous, he could go out with his bridle. For Rasei Shabagoylo no agoken, that's what they did. Rasei Shabagoylo. Rav Loya, Rav Yudo b'shemshirim barchio kelav yoitze besoigor shaloi. A dog could go out with his soigor, which is a ring around its neck. And explains the Gemara: Imla kois boy, if he wants to use the ring to hit the dog, osur. But if you want him not to eat the chain, so you put this ring, so then it's mutter. So all this we brought Agavruch, we mentioned the Chachamim say what you can do, so we brought all these cases as well. We're going now back to the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Gneva Amar Locha hi haya melamedobo. He didn't put an actual ribbon on his paro, but he taught it to the people. Says more bedot na'an shloi b'tzor Chachamim. So what do you mean Shlomo Tzor Chachamim? He explained, his shita was, this is mutter. Why is Shlomo Tzor Chachamim that he taught it? Tani Rav Yudim Epazi, Rav Dalyo, Amru Loi, Oy Amoy, Bibon Yoseinu, Aver Yitzur, Ben Karneo. They told either you leave, don't be among us, or you take away this ribbon. Not sure he actually did it. So it says the Gemara, "My Yisrael, Abayin Shem Matris Kedemto." No, he did not do it. He just was Moiren differently, but he argued very strong against Chachamim. He went against them in public and said they disagrees. That's why they were against him. He explains, no, what happened was he one time by mistake his poro went out with his ritzuo, and then he did shuva. He did so much soymis because of this thing. So he learns the case was a little different. Omar Avidi the Chutrei, Avidi from the place called Chutrei, Ishtoy Hoyos. It wasn't his cow that went out with the ritzuo. It was his wife that went out with the ritzuo, and it's also something Chachom said not to do. Uminayin Shishto Kuya Eglo. How do you know that I call the wife an Eglo means a calf? Because it says in the Pasuk, Shimshin, Lule Chirashtim Beeglosi. Loy Matzatim Chidosi. So that's the Pasuk referring to his wife. He calls his wife an Eglo. Tamanamin in Bavil, that's what we have in the Talmud Bavli, it says that Shechinoso Oysa. What's his name? Was his neighbor. Vyesh Odom Nenesh Shechinoso. If it was his neighbor, why is he punished? Why there's a tain against him? Omer of Kiris Didmo, Lelamdech to teach you, Shekol Mishu Sveik Biodo Limchu Sveinu Memache. Someone who has the ability to do a mechah, to stop someone doing something wrong, he doesn't do that. So then he gets punished for it. So he's considered to be him. The Mishnah says that Blazman Azai did something wrong, even though he didn't do it, but he didn't stop his neighbor from doing it. And by this, we get to the end of the fifth parak of Masech Shabbos. Hadroloch perik babe behemo. Hadroloch perik babe behemo. Continuing now in the sixth parak on the Memon Bey. Zok the Mishnah. Bamei she yoitzo me eina yoitzo. There's some things a woman could go out to she's rabbi, some things she can't. Some things she can't go out because it's a musu, because it's not considered to be a tachshan, not clothing. Since it's considered to be carrying and not allowed to carry to she's rabbi. Some things not carrying, the problem is she may remove it to show it to her friend, and then it's a problem that she will be carrying in she's rabbi. So loy teitze aisha, loy bichute tzemer, veloy bichute pishton, veloy bichu shebiroisho. She shall go out with strings of wool, strings of flax, or a ribbon on her head. In addition, loy titvo behem achatirpem. She should not go to the mikvah with them, because it could be chatzitzo, till she loosens them up. That's nothing to do with Shabbos, that's even in a weekday. Loy betoy tefes, veloy besanvutin. There's a frontlet and a headdress, and bisman sheino tefirin, where they're not. They're not sewed to what? Because there's some kind of svacha, some kind of a cap that she puts on her head, and these things are attached to it. If they're not attached to it well, so then she can't go out, she'll come and remove it in Rishus HaRabim. V'lo yibit kovul Rishus HaRabim. Kovul is an undercap. It goes beneath her cap, she puts a kovul made out of wool, and she may remove it in Rishus HaRabim, that's why she can't go out with it. V'lo yibit Yerushalzov. Yerushalzov is a jewelry that has the design of Yerushalayim on it. V'lo yibit katlo, v'lo yibit nezomim. That's a chain that is tied around her neck, and Nezomim is the nose ring. She can't go out with a ring that doesn't have a stamp on it. If there's a stamp on it, there's a bigger issue. But there's no stamp on it, so then she still can't go out. Makachenikuva is a needle, does not have a hole in it, which is used for a tachshit, for jewelry. She still can't go out with it. She didn't go out, it's not a masui. It's something which is a tachshit, but you can't go out there because Rabbanu Nechoshesh, maybe she'll take it out and show it to her friend, and therefore she's not chayev chatos. Says the Gemara, "Mei sheyaitzo v'chuli." Rav Nachman by Yaakov amar adishi matarton shehi chetzion benidoso v'shchicho maleches b'hem arba hamis. The reason we don't light all these strings and ribbons on her head, because this is called chatzitza, as we learn right after, she can't go into the mikvah with it. So when she's a nido, she will remove these strings, and she'll forget that she will walk with them in her hand for Amos, she'll be carrying the Shusar Rabbi. Omar Amano, Romano said, because Maiso originally Avin Ami, we would say, Aleji Materes Atofer, she's opening, she's tearing out these strings. And it's a problem of Korea. The Loy Ave Amin Klum, that was a mistake, that's wrong. Why not? Because Tanya Rishaya Choytel Shatmoim, which is some kind of a basket made out of the leaves of dates, Koyeya Umatu of actually Iksher, you could tear it open, and you could tear it, you could open it up, as long as it doesn't make a knot out of it. And the reason it's considered to be Mikalkal, it's ruining it, it's not considered to be Koyeya. And therefore, it's not also, it's also here, when you're tearing the strings, it's not a problem of Koyeya. Says the Gemara, Talmud Tanina, we learned over there, Eile Chutzim Ba'adun, the following things are Chatzitza, when you go to the mikvah, Chutzitzem and Chutzitzem, the strings of wool, strings of of flax, and the ribbons and the head of the little girls. And then afterwards it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, the wool and hair doesn't cause chatzitza because the water goes through them. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, leiskan shel seyar, don't mention seyar al daita de Avyudo, and by Avyudo. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda also agreed that seyar is not chatzitza. Ela shel tzemer. Everybody agrees that Seyar, hair itself, is not a chatzitza. So this is the Gemara, Abba B'shur Rav Yudav, Zeyar B'shur Abonin, Hoysoni Ma'achas Chutzetzef. If it's one hair alone, and there's a knot in the hair, it's a chatzitza. Shtaim, if there's two hairs, Sofek. We're not sure if that's chatzitza or not. Shalosh, three hairs together causing a knot, Einem Chutzetzef. That's not a chatzitza, the water goes in very easily. Rav Zeyar Bai, Kasher Nima Lechaverto. What happens if he takes one hair and ties it to another hair? Is it considered to be like one big hair, and there's chatzitza over there in the knot, or it's considered to be two hairs? So the way you read it is nima lechaverto, when you do one to a friend, and the word goes on to mem aleph, achas yachas, it's still one, and l'shtaim, shtaim, and when you do two to two, is it considered to be two, is it considered to be four? L'shol l'shol l'shem, when you take three to three, is that three or is that six? So as Reb Chaim points out, three to three is not of kamina, because once you get to three, there's no chatzitza, so I don't care if it's three or six, but two is a suffix. So if two is a suffix, if you tie two ears to two ears, is it four and it's not a problem? Or it's two and it's still a suffix? Says the Gemara, Zushi, you read this litvah. When you have a woman going to the mikvah, lenidosa for nido, kosher seharik is not a suffix. She should tie her hair like the tail of a horse, meaning because she's going to tie all her hair together, all the hair. It's not going to be one hair. It's going to be all of them together, tied together. And according to the Gisa of Chaim, you say, le'oivda v'somi chalai. Meaning it was a maisa that way, and Rabbi Yehuda says you could rely on me. Meaning Allah al maisa, he said, this is not chatzitza. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Mem.